Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about X-Texts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was something like on Reddit or something was like, if your X-Texted you right now, and I mean, granted, almost everyone in here, 75% of the people in here, are in relationships, rock solid relationships.
Yeah.
But if your ex texted you right now, I miss you, how would that hit you? And what would you send back?
Oh, how would that hit you? Like, whatever.
What if it's the one?
Oh,
you,
no.
You got the one? Is I there would, still a one? Mm. I know that your fiance is like the guy.
He's the guy, and he's like the only guy who's worth tolerating. However, interesting tidbit about me
in the room.
Is no, the only guy who I've dated worth tolerating. But the interesting thing is I do have an ex here in Denver. So it's not that
you
unlikely.
Do? You never lived
would
here.
You hang out
How
with
could you
him?
Have an ex here?
No, I will not hang out with him because I think that would be weird. I met him on a bachelorette party here. Hello.
You.
If you're listening.
we
met
what?
At a bachelorette party. I went back to San Diego where I was living at the time and we were long distance for only a few months. It wasn't super serious. But like at this moment, he could be hearing this and he could think I'm going to text Erica.
We just got a text that says, I miss you, Erica.
Well, I would tell him, you messed up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he couldn't handle the distance. Anyway, sorry.
That didn't sound very empathetic.
Wow. Do we think she's over that guy?
Yeah. But his true breakup was I can't handle long distance.
Which, I mean, valid. I can't either.
I think it was a cop out.
Oh.
I think.
Did he have something else going on, you think?
In hindsight?
Probably.
Always.
Yeah. Let's 50, get 50. Him on. Wait, what are you? If you're listening.
303-222-5423. Did you sleep with Erica? A weird thing happened like last week, and I was asking off air, like, it's probably a T-hat question more than anybody else, which is weird, because you believe in the woo-woo of everything.
Okay.
Like
I do as well.
Yeah, but, okay, you do?
Yeah,
was
I'm
there,
not into
was
there crystals.
A, was mercury in the microwave or something?
It was not. I looked for you.
Because something happened, and literally anybody I've even brushed by their naughty bits.
Woo-woo. Me. Yeah. I'll be the woo-woo. It was like kind of a big week, so they were all reaching out to you.
Oh.
Woo woo.
Oh, it's because just everything like the we had a bigger than normal social media presence maybe.
That.
We got in their feed a little more and then all of a sudden they were like, maybe I should just say hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had multiple though? That's all they said is just hey.
No, it was just different things like they'd be like, "Oh, I just went by this place. It reminded me of the hotel we stayed." And it's like,
and the question is, how did you respond? Because that was the whole Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
You responded with, want to hang out?
No,
soon.
No.
Picture of your junk.
Yeah. Thank you, Tiak, for understanding. Yes. It wasn't my junk, but it's one I have in storage.
Okay, good.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. We were talking, like, do you block your ex?
I have one blocked. Maybe two.
Oh, my God. What if he needed a kidney?
He cheated on me. He doesn't get the kidney.
You hate him?
Yes, and so does my entire family. You want him to die. I don't want anyone to die, but my entire family still refers to him as the embarrassment.
Wow. Ooh.
I can't block anybody. And I have people who've hurt me. No, it's not backbone. What if they need something?
That's not up to you. You don't have to fix them.
It's not your responsibility.
But I want to, like, if somebody really needed something, male or female, I've got guy friends who've betrayed me in a hard way, but like, I won't block them.
They will find it from someone else.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't block people, but I always, because I kind of, don't you want to know if they reached out? Because if they're blocked and they text you, you just don't even get it at all, right?
I'd love for them to see the green message and go, well, that's
it. Does it show green if you blocked them?
If you're on Apple, yeah. It goes from blue to green. But I was thinking about this literally yesterday. What happens in group texts? Let's say I block Slacker.
Right.
And I'm in a group text with all of us.
Does he get...
We could try it.
Still, yeah.
Okay, not me. We blocked somebody. All right, so here's what we want to do. And I hope this works, but like, have you gotten a weird text from your ex? Mm. Or a great text from your... Like, I want to talk about ex texts.
Okay.
Like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it went good.
It rekindled everything.
Yeah.
I think I am a circle backer, it turns out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out we all know that.
All right. If you got a weird or loving or touching ex text, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call that number or, you ready? Text it. Hack.
I get a text from an ex. Her mother texts me every year on my birthday.
Her mother?
Her mother does, yeah. Not the actual ex. I haven't talked to her in
over a decade. How long ago did you break up?
At least 15 years ago. And she's...
And her mother still texts you?
15 years feels like it's time to give up.
Yeah.
Does she say you're perfect for my daughter? What does she say to you?
So it's been downgraded in recent years. For the first like 10 years or so that she would text me, it would just say, happy birthday, sweet boy.
Sweet boy.
Yes.
That's like what I call my nephews.
Or my dog.
Okay. Yeah. So platonic. That's right.
Well, this is her mom. Yeah, okay.
And so I just, thank you. I just say thank you. Uh-huh. And then a year goes by. We don't talk at all. And then she, again, and then recent years, it's been downgraded to just happy birthday.
And you feel the need to respond every year.
I do, yeah.
You have to.
I feel like, yeah.
She doesn't need anything.
She needs a response. She, like, if somebody says happy birthday, you got to say thank you.
I don't know.
I agree, yeah. That's. Although I was going through and on Facebook now, I'm like liking everybody who posted on my wall, like happy birthday. And then you realize you're like, these are all the exact same messages with the exact same emojis. There's just a standard post on the wall.
It does it. Yeah.
So I gave up like halfway through. I'm like, I'm not.
Screw these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
What would you do if an ex said, I miss you right now? Heck.
I don't think I would respond actually. If I'm in this, I'm still married with kids, it would just.
Well, yeah. Like if it was. Today,
yeah, I would.
But you're gonna just let them sit there, like
yes.
There's no part of you that wonders.
Leave them on read. I love doing
but
that.
What if you guys? I'm not trying to torpedo because I really do want people to call.
Receipts on just so they could see I read.
Oh my god, that's so mean. Like, what if they're at a like crossroads existential crisis and they're just like, I miss you. Like they just want to be heard at that moment. And your response doesn't mean I want to sleep with you again. Although I probably do, but like,
not rule it out.
No, but like you just to be like, yeah, we had some good times. Like, give them something.
What's the point?
Just because? Wait, what if they're
Slacker, especially? I'm sorry to do this, but for T-Hack, Aaron, or myself, what is the point of responding?
To help them in whatever is
not
making
my problem
them
anymore.
I see what you're saying. I feel like I would be. Just out of politeness,
I miss you.
I'd have to say something back.
Like a cry for help, a little bit, doesn't it? To go like,
or it's a manipulation.
But you don't have to respond to it in a not like you don't have to fall for it. You can just go like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like when the one talked about the hotel we stayed at. I was like, yeah, that was a fun trip.
There's no point in responding to that. I understand you wanting to be a good person and like if they really need like emergency medical attention, but I am not that person for you. You decided when you cheated that door was closing. I am no longer your emergency contact. live with it.
You're making eye contact with me and saying all those things. And I didn't do any of those things to you.
You did it. But her ex did.
Okay. Right. That one, there's one that you're not allowed to respond to.
No, he actually did text when my sister passed, and it was a really sweet message. He could probably say, like, hey, how are you? And I would say, like, hope you're doing well, and just leave it at that.
Right. You don't answer the question, but you're like, I hope you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope this works, but if you, like, I'm really curious what people do when their ex texts and how weird did they get? Because, like, for women, you got to get a DP every once in a while, a DP.
No,
not from exes.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're just like, oh, I want to maybe try the circle back and maybe this will have her go like, huh?
No, are you sending DPs?
No! Well, not mine. No.
Right.
There's one guy who has messaged me almost every month since September and I leave him on read every time.
And you have read receipts on.
I do have read receipts on. We never even really dated. So I should probably block him.
But you slept with him.
I didn't. No, I said we never even really dated.
I didn't know what dated meant. I thought sleeping and dated were like, don't roll your eyes in here.
That's not even a circle back, though. He's still trying. He's just still on the first round.
All right. X text. If you've got one, read it aloud on the show. 303-222-5423.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about X texts.
Mm-hmm.
And did anybody call claiming to be Erica's ex?
Quite a few, actually.
Quite the bachelorette trip.
Yeah, right?
So we got some texts on this, which is ironic.
Yeah, they're used to it, okay. Right? Someone said, my ex broke my effing heart 10 years ago, tore me up for a long time, and I stayed single for 9 years.
Then
out of nowhere, he messages me on Facebook, saw it, and almost immediately crap themselves. Now we've been together for a year and a half.
Wow.
Oh.
The circle back.
Yeah.
It works.
And I asked if
they waited for 9 years.
Yeah. That's
9 years.
The act is running out of the room to go answer calls and he had to circle back for 9 years. Samantha.
Yay.
X text. What do you got?
So quick backstory, I supported my ex and his family for 7 years, and I finally moved out because his dad threatened to kill me, like chase me down the hall, the whole thing. 5 days later, he texted me asking if I could pay their dog's vet bill because they didn't have the money.
The same person who tried to kill you?
His dad tried to kill me.
Okay.
And then the ex needed the vet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Money. So it's the parents' dog. It's their dog, not his dog. It's his parents' dog. So he asked me if I could pay the vet bill, like trying to play on my heartstrings because he knows I love that dog. But I was like, no.
This is why Erica blocks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'd pay it.
Oh my God.
I would. I know it's crazy, but I would. It's not the dog's fault.
It's the dog that gets you on this one.
Yes. It's not the dog's fault. So you, no matter how crappy that family is, that dog doesn't deserve to be sick.
Samantha should get ownership of the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you pay?
I wish I could, but he actually passed away, and there was no way I could have afforded that vet bill anyway.
Oh, this is getting so dark in here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay.
But this is proof that you block.
I should block.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's listening.
No, but no.
Which, okay, going back to blocking real quick, we did have a text. Someone said that Apple doesn't change the color anymore. It stays blue, and it says delivered, even though they don't get it.
So they're just...
I still want to test it with blocking Slacker.
Right, right. But...
Can we block Tiak?
No,
he's so
look
less fragile than I am. I'm so... Diana?
Yes, yay.
Yay. Text from the ex, what'd you get?
So my ex just texted me like 3 weeks ago. Just had my second child and also had heart surgery, but I'm doing well. And we dated like ago. I'm into my.
So he just wanted you to get an update that he's got two kids and his heart doesn't work.
He texted that, or he texted you after that happened.
Yeah, he texted me after his heart surgery and stuff, But, okay. I find it, I would never, be romantically involved with this guy ever again. But at some point of our lives, we were, important to each other. So, I appreciate it.
Did you respond?
Okay.
Yes, I did. I said, oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing well. And that's all I said.
Now I'm back to not blocking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
She's a great person, and you're terrible, Erica.
Yeah.
You didn't even throw in a you ripped my heart out. Right.
Oh, my God, no. You can't show weakness in your response.
But it's weird.
Why is it weird?
Okay. If I went and texted every ex of mine after getting engaged and said, just want to let you know I got engaged. It's weird.
That is weird. I don't like
it. Okay, that's weird. But maybe...
This is kind of like a Christmas card approach. Yes. Just letting everyone know I had heart surgery, two kids.
Yes.
I'm still madly in love with you. Right. Just letting everyone know.
Maya.
Yay.
Text from the ex. What do you got?
Yeah, my ex was actually already blocked, and then I received a Venmo that said, I miss you. It was just $1. But then
you gotta miss me more than that.
I know.
So he knew he was blocked.
Right. Yeah. So he probably saw the green messages,
which don't exist anymore. They changed that. We just found out. But so.
Oh. Yeah.
So Venmo's the.
Wait. So he sent you $1, right? Didn't request it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. He sent me $1. I unblocked him and I said, "You got to do better than that." But then he didn't, and then we talked for a little bit, but that's it.
When you say talked, because I'm learning that not everything means what it thinks it means. Did you boink him again?
No, but we did talk.
It was only $1.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.